Welcome to Harlow on Healthcare. I'm David Harlow, and I invite you to join me by my virtual hearth as I sit down with healthcare leaders to discuss building the future of healthcare. My guest today is Omri Shor. Omri is the CEO and co-founder of Medisafe. He was inspired to create Medisafe after his diabetic father accidentally double-dosed on insulin. Tapping into his considerable entrepreneurship experience, Omri successfully grew Medisafe into the leading medication management platform with over 4 million users worldwide. Previously, he worked for other companies developing and marketing applications and articles. Originally from Israel, Omri lives in Boston and, like me, enjoys cooking and biking and hiking, though I have to say my love of hiking is somewhat limited due to my fear of heights. I hope you don't share that disability, Omri.
Hey, great to be with you today. No, I actually enjoy heights. I used to.
Oh, good. I'm glad somebody does.
Rock climbing when I was a kid. So.
Well, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for the invite. It's great to reconnect.
So, Omri, could you explain briefly what exactly does Medisafe do and who is your customer?
Great question. So, as you said, Medisafe started off a personal experience where my father failed to manage his medications. So essentially, Medisafe is a medication management platform. And as a platform, we serve various players across the market. So Medisafe, for the patient, we are a great app, either mobile or web or wearable or others, that manages medications for them, which means it will remind them to take their medications on time, refill, give them content and all sorts of support around their medication management in a personalized way. And we'll go into that later on maybe. But then we work with other constituents across healthcare. And my real customer is anyone in general who's at risk. So pharma, at risk of patients not managing their medications correctly. We're talking about payers, we're talking about wholesalers, anyone who will benefit from improved medication management, and as a result of that adherence, is really a potential customer of ours.
Okay. So the fundamental question that I have about your business, of course, is the fundamental question about medication adherence and what can actually improve it. Because many people would say that the problem is not getting better nudges out to individual patients. The fundamental issue is more around affordability of medication and also the desire that most people have to not self-identify as chronically ill and in need of medication and in need of your services. So using the application doesn't address affordability, and it seems to me it sort of confirms the sick identity. So how do you respond to that perspective? And how have you seen responses to those issues play out in the marketplace?
David, this is a wonderful question. And thank you for that. So essentially, studies show us that about 25 to 30% of medication management challenges or adherence are actually coming from forgetfulness. So this is important as a basis to create a great solution that will manage the day-to-day of the patient and make sure that they do not forget. But as you said, medication management is a complicated matter. And for every individual, it is complicated. But when you start managing millions of people, it's even more complicated. So essentially what Medisafe does is that we, for each and every patient, identify their reasons for medication management challenges or non-adherence. And we do that based on a profile. So for David, we'll build a profile of who's David on the therapeutic side, on the behavioral side, on the demographic side, on the technology. So we build a profile of David. And based on that, we project, we forecast what are the things that we need to put in front of you to make you more adherent. And you touched upon a number of topics that are very important, such as affordability of drugs and access to drugs and the behavioral feeling of I'm sick, which are indeed very important. What MediSafe is doing is that through our variety of solutions that we've built over the years, for each and every patient, we will offer a different set of tools and functionalities. So we found that family support is indeed a very important thing when you have any condition. So when I forget to take my medications, or in my example, my vitamins, my wife gets notified. And, you know, talk about the nudge, right? And then I get the text from her.
Yes. The virtual elbow in the ribs.
It's virtual until I see her, and then I get the actual one. We offer discounts and coupons inside. How about the video that will explain? So educational is very important. Some patients will respond great to some scientific content. Some will not. Some will respond great to seeing the impact of the medication. So imagine that you can, you know, you're taking something to manage depression and anxiety, and in each and every day you can kind of mark inside the app how you felt. And then the app shows you a correlation that over time, you're well controlled because you're taking your medications. So we've built inside MediSafe, together with a group of behavioral scientists that are led by our director of behavioral science, our psychologist, we've built a set of tools. And then we're offering patients those tools, but we're offering them on a personalized way. So each and every patient will see what we believe will be most impactful for them. Does that make sense?
Yes. So could you go into a little more detail, perhaps, on the question of concerns around the chronically ill patient who doesn't want to see him or herself as chronically ill? I mean, you mentioned some videos and some other things, but anything that's sort of specifically directed to that situation?
Yeah. We'll not talk about illness or sickness. We'll actually talk about it in a much positive way, right? So live a fuller life is a theme that we run across with MediSafe. We're talking about family and how important that is for the family for you to be the healthier you. And we do that through a lot of messaging. If you download MediSafe, and depending on how the platform will profile you, you might see messaging around your health matters to people who love you with love would be a heart. Take your medications, or it could be very directive, such as David, take your meds, right? And the app will essentially give those different messages to patients, and our AI and machine learning will iterate on that to understand which ones are you responding best.
What's the initial input for that? How is the individual patient profile built? What are the inputs?
What are the inputs? So we're talking about the therapeutic profile. What meds are you on? What conditions and so on? We're then talking about your demographic profile. So where are you located? You know, socioeconomic profile of your area, your description of yourself inside the app, your image, your language, your gender, your age are contributions of that. And then the next piece is your technological profile. So there are a lot of differences between folks who are using MediSafe on the newest iPhone or five generations ago Android. And you know, that helps us complete the profile on who's David. So based on that, we'll start delivering those messages. So I'll give you one example, right? One of the data studies that we've been doing internally lately showed that if we go to a 50 and above year old diabetic patient, and we talk to them about family values, we call it family mood. So your health matters to people who love you, or your health matters to people you love, and we start bringing the family into the discussion, we will see about 20% higher engagement for these patients' cohorts. However, when we will take the same messaging to a millennial, we'll see a 5% reduction I'm a millennial. Don't talk to me about my family. I don't care about that.
Right.
But you want to talk to them about health and about be a better you and about their image and so on and so forth. Right? So the app essentially analyzes who you are, and based on those determinants, we'll start changing both the content as well as the messaging for each and every individual. And that's really the sophistication that we've built over the years inside the platform. This is the true unique secret sauce, is the ability to really change and talk to different people in different voices.
That's great. I'm laughing because I'm recognizing, as you're describing these different profiles, I'm recognizing parallels to myself or to my kids and the differences there and the differences in what should work or what might work.
Exactly.
If you're just tuning in, this is Harlow on Healthcare, coming to you on Healthcare Now Radio. I'm David Harlow, and my guest today is Omri Shore, CEO and co-founder of MediSafe. Omri, you recently kicked off a value-based initiative with pharmaceutical companies. Can you tell us a bit about that model, what it means, how you developed it, how you decided to go down this path, and how it's working out so far?
Sure, absolutely. So as we all know, healthcare is shifting towards value. There is a limit to how much you can actually do without proving the value, without showing the value across healthcare. So the entire healthcare continuum is shifting towards value-based. And essentially, we believe that medication management should be exactly there. And there is evidence in the market that better adherence leads to better value, right? We're talking about the 700,000 people a year that suffer an emergency due to medication management issues. And we believe that we can help those folks improve their conditions by adhering to their medications. And for pharma companies, they lose, according to study, $187 billion a year. So clearly is that we are generating a lot of value for them by improving medication adherence. We've also done studies in three types of studies. One is comparing thousands of patients against tens of thousands of patients of control. And we've done that with Quintiles IMS at the time, today IQVIA. We've done studies that we've compared patients to themselves, so using patients at their own control over time, and proved the improvement of adherence there. And finally, we've been named on a number of RCTs showing that we indeed improve adherence. So if you believe that you can indeed create value for the industry, why wouldn't you be willing to put some skin in the game? So essentially what we do at MediSafe is that when we work with the life sciences and pharma companies, we are offering them one of two models of partnerships. The first one is flat licensing fee. And essentially, they can use our platform to improve adherence and engagement of patients and so on. And the other side of that is a value-based model in which we, during the period of our engagement, measure the value that MediSafe indeed brings. And then we're contracting or transacting based on that. One important thing to say is that based on the studies that we have done together with IQVIA on the thousands of people, based on claims data in a HIPAA-compliant way, we're able to project what the value would be. So we can come and say, look, we believe that we'll create this amount of value to you, and then go and validate that at the end of the day, right? So this is essentially the model.
You're willing to be measured on a specific prediction for a particular situation.
Exactly, yes. Healthcare is not sustainable if we want shift to value-based all across. I come, as you said, I come from Israel. Healthcare system in Israel is much more in line and therefore much more, I would say, value-based for patients and inside the different healthcare constituents, and therefore costs are controlled. Healthcare is shifting to value, not because that's the right thing to do, because we can't afford it any other way. So I think that, you know, a few years from now, anyone who's not going to be willing to be measured on the value that they bring will not survive. It's simple as that. So we want to be ahead of the game. Since we do have data to show that we improve value, we are happy to share that value with our clients.
So this is now in the marketplace, and you're contracting with pharmaceutical companies, or are you contracting with PBMs around this?
So the first vertical that we're going with value-based is indeed pharmaceutical companies, contracting indeed literally at the moment on a number of partnerships like that. So yeah, it's interesting. And it's, you know, as much as we can say that on a contract, it's actually pretty much fun.
Great. So
it'd
be a lot of fun with contracts, as you know. At another end of the spectrum, you're also innovating by integrating with Apple Health Records. Can you tell us a bit about that integration and what that means to individual users?
Sure, absolutely. So the announcement came out somewhere in the middle of the summer during WWDC, the Worldwide Developer Conference. And what Apple shared with the world is that they're opening health records. Now, Apple's health records allows Apple users to download their health records from a growing number of health systems. Back then it was 50. I think the number now is around 500 hospitals, maybe even more than that, that have implemented the health records. So what MediSafe allows is by the click of a number of buttons for patients to download their medication, their health records into the Apple device, and from there transfer all the medication records, including the doctor's orders, into MediSafe. So, and then MediSafe takes all the medications, creates the list, takes all the doctor's records, and all the patients need to say, yeah, these 1, 2, 3, 4 are the ones that I'm taking now. They then click yes. We make sure together with them that we have taken the orders the right way. So they need to set up reminders and schedules based on the orders, and it's there. So you said, what does it mean? So the first one is reducing friction. So today when you go into MediSafe, you can enter your medications yourself or take it from Apple. If you want to set it up yourself, it would take you a few minutes. If you will use the Apple Health Records integration, that would literally take you a minute or two. The other day I sat with a good friend of mine, another Israeli, actually an investor, and I said, let's see if it works for you as well. It took us a minute and a half to get all his medications from Partners Healthcare and push that into MediSafe. The second benefit for our individuals is accuracy. So there are no more typos, there are no more mistakes. Everything goes inside very easily and very quickly.
And then before going live, there's a step where you have to confirm that the script, if you download it from your healthcare provider?
Yes, correct. So there is an approval process and such, but when we're integrated, it literally takes seconds, not minutes, to enter your medications in.
And then you move to the next step as if you had just signed up in order to access the app and the functionality and updating, entering your profile information.
Correct. And to our best of knowledge, I think that MediSafe is currently the only company that has implemented that. It's not only because we're very innovative, which I think we are, it's also because of the fact that it wasn't that easy, but we've been able to overcome a lot of barriers and really create an interoperable experience for patients. So you asked me, what is the meaning for individual users? I want to tell you what is the meaning for health records, or for the health system, or for the hospital. Can I ask myself that question and then give you an answer?
Sure.
So we all know how long it takes for an integration with the hospital, including all the legals and everything that happens. As of when MediSafe comes to market, it literally takes minutes for a hospital to start working with us. And so any health system that is interested can recommend MediSafe to their patients, and it's all integrated. So it's pure benefit, and all the hours that it would take for all the legal contracts, as well as all the many, many hours that it would take for an integration, are then gone. It's pure benefit. So that truly, truly is exciting to us.
And as a new prescription comes online, that would automatically be pushed to the app, or does that require further syncing by the individual?
No, so that's a wonderful question. So Apple has another feature there that is called Always Synced. And every time that you have a new prescription, we get a push notification and we come to the patient and they click, and all the medication, the new medications are then inside the app. It couldn't be easier.
And if something's replacing an old one, does it swap out the old one, or was that a manual thing that the patient would need to do?
I think that they need to approve that, but yes.
Okay.
There needs to be an approval process.
Great. And I imagine that this has increased adoption of the app.
Yeah, so clearly we've been seeing a decent growth lately. At the beginning of the blog, you said that we're approaching 4 million registered users. In fact, we're now at about 4.5 million registered users. So it hasn't happened from the beginning of the recording up until now. It actually happened over the last few months. But yes, we've been seeing decent growth in our install base.
Great. So what next?
We have plenty of surprises coming in the next few months. Yeah, we have some exciting announcements that will come over the next 3 or 4 months.
Excellent. Well, we'll all be waiting to see what those are going to be. To wrap things up, I'm going to ask you, if you were to wake up tomorrow and find yourself 5 years in the future, what is one thing in healthcare that you would maybe expect would be entirely different from the way it is today?
That's a wonderful question. So I think that today, healthcare is not focused on individuals enough. Healthcare is focused on healthcare. But I think that in the not too far future, we will see the acceleration of the consumerization of health. We're going to see the use of digital like you expect in many other industries. Like, you wouldn't sign up today with a bank that does not have a very decent mobile banking solution. It just, you wouldn't do that. Although in healthcare, we're still willing to accept those types of solutions. So we believe that in the next, you said 5 years, I think that actually 2 or 3 years, we'll see an acceleration of the consumerization of health. We'll see healthcare constituents starting to think more and more as how do they serve their consumer in a digital way. And I'll see a continuation of those barriers between different health systems and hospitals just fall apart, like we've seen with the integrations of Apple Health Records, like we're seeing with interoperability. And I think within the next 2 to 3 years, we're going to see a very rapid acceleration of those things.
Well, that's a consumer-focused future with fewer barriers enabled by digital. Thank you, Omri.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate the time.
You have been listening to Harlow on Healthcare. Join us at healthcarenowradio.com. Let's continue the conversation on building the future of healthcare together at #HarlowOnHC. I'm David Harlow, keeping the fire going and holding a seat open for you. Until next time.